worked in accounting, but I never like formally learned, you know, the intricacies of stock markets, financial, like I've never dove into it. But this is just purely my opinion on it. So my view on debt is this. Okay, first off, I will say this. On the worldly view, okay, if America is in so much debt in the world, you have to let go of yourself on a personal level and look at it on a world level, right? If America is in so much debt that, I mean, it's clear America will never pay this shit back. And America knows it. The country knows it. One of the most powerful countries in the world, they know it. So, I mean, really do the math on it. If the country that you're in, like say if you're in America, I'm from America. If the country that you're from is in so much debt, what value is your money really worth, in the reality of it, in this context? You see, if your country is in so much debt, your money, I mean, yeah, you can go out and buy shit now, but the reality is, like, if your country is in so much debt, your personal money isn't, you know, really doing a lot as far as, like, you know, the reputation of the fucking country. All right. If your country owes fuck, I think it's like billion, 24 billion or something ridiculous high number. But anyway, so that first off, I really wanted to talk about that, because I think that that's a simple thing that many people just completely don't think about. Like, if your country is in so much fucking debt, then like your money on an individual level is tied into that shit. You see what I'm saying? So like, no matter what you're going to do, you're still attached to this country and this fucking debt. You see, unless you just run away. So you have to keep that in mind whenever you think about debt. Like, really think about like the worldly view of the shit. Okay, like for example, like let's say like if you live with your parents, and your parents owe, you know, every fucking store up and down the street, you know, $100 for something, and you walk around talking about, well, yeah, but I got $5 in my pocket. Like, motherfucker, like your family owes everybody up and down the street. Like, you're not, you see what I'm saying? Like you have to look at it like on a worldly, on from the outside looking in type shit. If your mother and father owes everybody, every bill collector, store, department store, tool store, you know, $200, let's just say $200, but you're the kid and you're walking around with, you know, $50 in your pocket, like that, do the math on it. You see, like, really think about that. Like, it's a deep topic, but think about it. Now, when I say this, I actually, because I just got done watching a video, and it was about women in debt, blah, blah, blah. Now, my debt situation is great. My credit score is right here. My credit score is 763. My credit score has never, I can't remember the last time my credit score has been under 700 since I was like maybe 20 and I found out about credit and something told me to work on it. So I tell you what I did. I went to every bank and I talked to everybody and I got multiple opinions on what to do to get my credit score up. And I tell you what, that next tax season, I took my income tax check and I just paid off everything and cut off all contracts and everything, because everybody said, everybody who worked at a bank generally had the same, you know, thing. Like, don't hold any debt unless it's like, you know, a house, some shit like that. It was something you really need, and then just move on. So that's what I did. I remember I was like 20, 21. And my dad, he could vouch for me on this. And my dad and my brother, they both could vouch because they watched me do it. I got my income tax check. That next, after I went around, I studied how to improve my, because back then my credit score, I didn't know anything about credit. And my credit rate was like 596 or some shit like that, or 506. It was really low. But I just didn't pay. I didn't even fucking know. I was 18. I was like 20, 21 at the time. So because I didn't even know what a credit report was for real. I really didn't know what a credit report was at the time. I remember I didn't know anything, right? So I drove to U.S. Bank, multiple U.S. banks, because that was where I banked at. And it used to be a bank called Provident Bank, PNC Bank. I'm from America. So these are the banks in Ohio specifically. And I drove around these banks and I would set up meetings with people and ask them, what do I do, you know, because I've been hearing about credit rating. How does credit work? What's the credit score? What does it do? How can I boost it? They said, well, you can buy a CD, you got a certificate of deposit, you just pay off debt, you just get a secure credit card. And then if you don't know what a secure credit card is, that's where you take your money in. And then it's pretty much like a credit card. Whereas if you don't pay, they can just take the money gave them for the credit card. So let's say if you went to a bank with $500 and wanted to secure a credit card, they'll give you a secure credit card pretty much no matter what your credit score is, because if, when you give them that $500, they're going to give you a $500 line of credit. So if you go out and you get the swipe in and you don't pay it back, they'll just take the $500 that you gave them, and then you just break even like that. So the bank doesn't lose anything. So if you're trying to build credit, get a secure credit card. Most banks would, but especially most credit unions, if you're in America, most credit unions, they'll work with you with $250. I think that's where I started, with a $250 secure credit card. And that was where I started. But yeah, like I said, my credit score is right here. On April 25th, 2020, my score actually increased by 3 points. It's 763 now. So, yeah, and I just swiped the credit card just to use it so they don't shut it down, just so I can use, you know, keep a line of credit going, type of thing. So I just swipe it. Then when I feel like paying off, I just pay it off. But that's my situation. I'm not trying to say I'm like Superman or anything like that, because anybody can have any type of situation in life. This is just my life situation. And if anybody is curious or is even watching at this point, I mean, I could definitely go into, if you would like, I could do my best to help you out if you would like, with your financial situation. I won't, like, you know, make fun of you or anything crazy like that. That was never my purpose for this channel, to make fun of any man, but, or any woman. It's just, I mean, it's funny watching women, but my purpose is not to make fun of women. But yeah, my credit score has always been, it's I don't know if you can see it, it's 763. It's always been, and the only reason it's there is because my lines of credit aren't very fucking old. That's why. Because if my lines of credit were old, it'd probably be well up into the 800s by now. But okay, so anyway, back to the core topic. My view on debt is this. Now, it's just the nature of life. If you were not born into a family that already owned houses and owned cars and shit like that, you will, every human that whose parents did not give them every fucking thing is going to eventually find themselves in a mode of debt, right? In some type of debt, because it's just human nature. I mean, look, everybody's country, like I love how this focus goes on to individuals and like their life debts and shit, because it's funny. I think it's funny because when you look at it from a worldly perspective, every country is in debt. Every country on the planet is insurmountable debt. And, like, I mean, the country is in debt. Like, so like, I love how they try to like put people like try to look down their nose at motherfuckers who's in debt. I don't look down my nose at motherfuckers who's in debt for a logical reason, okay? And I think this needs to be gone over more when you talk about women in debt. Because, for instance, because I just got done watching a video with this dude named Barnett got with this bitch, and the bitch come to find out she had like a $700 credit, maxed out credit card of like $700. And she had student loans that she never paid off, and she never graduated from college. Okay, now with that scenario, like I said, because I understand the worldly level. My problem is not with debt that has no recourse later on. Okay, like I'm sorry. My problem is with debt that has what debt. My problems are with debt that has no recourse later on. For instance, like when the bitch, the bitch that the Barnett's talking to on that fucking show. She has $700 in makeup debt, like that. That's just like you. That's like that. That's the equivalent of $700 in soda pop debt. You just like to drink soda pop. I like this soda pop, and just drink $700 worth. You can never get that back. You see, but okay, I know in a woman's mind, when women get into $700 of debt, a woman's for makeup. See, woman seen. Well, if I look cute, I'll find a man to pay it off for me. You see, that's the reality of how women see it. But as a man sees it, we see it as, okay, look, this shit ain't going nowhere. Okay, because specifically, what I don't have a problem with personally on my end is if a person has student loan debt or house debt. And, okay, and with student loan debt, to be more specifically, if they had student loan debt that and they also actually graduated from college and they kept going on in their life and career and shit. See, like that, Or let's say if a woman, she went to college, she didn't make it, but she still went out and worked and legitimately tried on her own to fix it. I don't have a problem with those with those women. But the other women, like the bitch that Barnett's talking to in that fucking show, she's just a fucking dumb club hoe. Okay, because if you do the math on that bitch, because I don't mean to call it a dude's name, but it was Donovan Sharp's show. I was watching Donovan Sharp, and he was getting on this bitch because she's got student loan debt, blah, blah, blah. She's got debt. She has $700 credit card debt, and then it's like, I think it's like $20,000 student loan debt or something like that. See, that woman is fucking trash, okay? Because she went to the military, so I guarantee you she at minimum used her GI Bill. And if you're in the military, you know, she got the BAH rate of roughly $1,500 a month flat out into her fucking bank account every month just for going to school and getting at least a C. Okay, on top of that, she was taking out the loans. Okay, she was either taking out the loans at the time or took the loans out, you know, for another year, because it was like $20,000 for, let's say, maybe another year. She kept taking out loans to try to graduate. That bitch had every opportunity to do something better with her life and fucked it up. See, those are the women who I cannot validate debt with, who I would not advise any man to go around with debt with. If you could do the math on, okay, you could do the math on her. She was in the military for 4 years. Okay, so she got that GI Bill. And if you're watching this, you're in the military, you know just as well as I know. I use Chapter 31 because I'm a disabled veteran. If you're in the military, like, you know what I'm talking about. If not, then, you know, just disregard this. Okay, so we both know. Okay, if you're in the military and you hear a bitch, she was in the military for 4 years, and she didn't get dishonorably discharged, which I doubt that girl did. I doubt she got dishonorably discharged. But you never know. But if she didn't get dishonorably discharged, she was in the military for 4 years. Another thing that many people don't know and don't talk about is when people go to college during military or after military, it's actually a very high failure rate relative to people who didn't go to the military. And that's a common thing that many people don't know, especially in America, where we just kind of glorify the military. We just think, oh, they're military, well, they're just perfect gods, blah, blah, blah. No, people who go, this is actually a fact. People go, I worked in the VA and the Chapter 31 program department, and I would visit other schools and their departments. Yeah, and most times people who went to university after military, a lot of people don't finish. And women have the harder time with it, believe it or not, because women in the military are so used. Okay, if you think club sluts are bad, military girls are by far three times worse than any big tit bimbo club slut you can think of. Okay. They're by far worse. Because, see, these women were born, they when they hit 18, 19, they went to the military, so they had guaranteed housing. They had guaranteed housing and a guaranteed check on top of getting plowed through and getting guys to buy them shit. So these women really have no fucking awareness on reality, on having to pay bills. Okay? They have none. No reality. No, unless she's ugly as fuck. And even some of them don't, because they'll just suck some fucking loser's dick. Relative, you know, in the dating market, to just suck his dick and get him to pay for all her shit. So, like, anyway, the core situation is my views on women in debt and their problems in debt. If a woman has student loans and either A, she finished university and then went off and you know, worked in her field, you know, and is working and is working at paying off her debt. And she's, you know, these women exist. There's legitimately respectable women who do this. Usually they're not very physically attractive. That's why they have to do it. But I mean, nonetheless, and every now and then you can find some physically attractive girls who do it. But these are the girls who are respectable. The one who went to university, you know, got student loans. Afterwards, she goes off, pays it off, or is at least trying to pay it off. You know, she's fending for herself in the world. That's respectable. I get that. Or women who maybe went to university, they didn't, or community college or whatever, they didn't graduate, and they go off and they're working and they're fighting. You see, those women are respectable. But see, the bitches like the one that's on that fucking reality show, that bitch is fucking trash. Okay, that bitch is trash. that has tight, clean skin and $700 of makeup on. Because she told you that. The fucking shit. That bitch is trash. That bitch is literally, see, like, women in that position, she is going to fuck and suck and slurp the hell out of that dude's dick. Because the dude, Barnett, the dude is like a legitimately, at least he looks successful on TV. I don't know what his reality is. Maybe his parents are paying for all this shit. I don't know. But just how he looks, just painted on a picture, that girl is going to slurp the fuck out his dick whenever. I'm referring to the Donovan Sharp video. I think it was like one of the more recent ones because he's going over that. He goes over that other show. I don't know the name of the show, but he goes over another. I go over 90 Day Fiance because I think that shit's hilarious. But see, like, that bitch is that. That's a dumb bitch. That is a dumb bitch. You don't touch that bitch ever. I mean, okay, you touch her, you fuck her like she's a fuck. Like, you fuck her like the raunchiest porn star you can think of, and then you fuck her maybe two or three times to keep her thinking that she'll actually keep her around, and then you just ignore her at a drop of a hat. That's what you do to that girl. But see, I don't think the Barnett guy, I don't think he knows that shit, man. Like, the guy fucking with the bitch, I don't think he knows it, because all he's seeing is just a pretty face, and she's going to act like she has some sense around him. She's going to do that. Bitches in that position, she has no college, she has no education. She was in the military. She was in the military. So if she stays in certain parts of America, she can at least sell that as she gets older, but she probably won't even be able to sell that for too much longer, seeing how, you know, how the world's shifting to this whole, you got to have a university degree or being in the right circles with the right motherfuckers type shit, or you just don't get in. That's where the world's pretty much going, especially in America at this point. So that girl is going to fucking suck anything. Girls in that type of debt are going to fucking suck any man with a clean car and looks like he has a job and has any bit of a backbone in the dating market. Women in that kind of debt, they'll do anything. Those are Dubai porta potties. All right. That woman is going to be a Dubai porta potty. But anyway, that's just my quick, relatively quick view on debt. Because like I said, the reality of it is, like as humans, it's just a matter of time before something's going to fuck up. Either you got to buy a house, like I said, unless your parents gave you some shit, or that you were lucky and got like the right connections into like a great fucking job early on in life or something like that, you're going to come across some kind of debt in life. Everybody's going to do it, okay? And I just want to make it, I really want to touch on this, because I think that so many guys end up like bashing women, and then I think what can happen is some guys who had to stumble upon a debt, they may feel left out because they're bashing a girl for debt, blah, blah, blah. But the reality of it is, like I said, if your parents didn't give you everything in life, or you didn't get lucky and got a great job early on, most people are going to come across debt. Something's going to happen. Or mommy and daddy's going to pay for it. Something's going to happen. Okay. Let's say my situation. Well, I showed you my credit score. My credit score is fucking great. It's always been fucking great. I've always kept my shit together, like tight. My bills. Actually, I'll be honest. I'll be real with you. This month, this is going to be the latest I've ever paid my rent. And it's going to be on the 4th of this month because coronavirus fucked up transferring money from America over here. So it's going to take much longer. This is going to be the latest I've ever paid rent on the 4th of this month. Usually my bills are paid like on the first of the month, and I've been like that since I was 22. Since I moved out officially for the last time, I was 21, 22, and I moved out officially. Cause I was moving out here and there, but I would come back home and go out and come back home and move to Atlanta and come back. But last time when I moved out, like officially, where I never went back home, I was 22. And ever since then, the latest I've ever been on rent. And I've been lucky. I'm not saying like I'm a fucking god or anything like that, but like it's just like it's part luck and in part responsibility. I'll say that it's part luck and part responsibility, because the reality of it is, anybody on this planet, one phone call can change your entire life for the better or for the worst, and that's just the reality of it, man. And like I really think this. I think this is a topic that MGTOW Red Pill really, really leave out unless they're just bashing women for it. But I think maybe I should start my own segment on like finances and shit, and the realities of life. Like some people, they had to buy a house and now they're stuck in this house payment. Some people, they had to get back and forth to work, so they had to take out a car loan so they get to work. You see that debt? See, debt in these contexts, in my opinion, are okay. Okay, I don't have a problem with that type. If you had to do it to survive and you did it for, you know, hopes for a better future, I'm not mad at you one fucking bit. If you went off and you invested, you know, $250,000 into some fucking, you know, program that was all on credit, but you did it with a business mindset to do something with that, hey, I admire you for taking that chance, honestly. And if you know, even if you went and did it and it fell under, and you know, you went bankrupt off of it or whatever, like, I admire you for taking the risk, the chance. Like, that's brave in my fucking viewpoint of it. Like, see, if you could do that, then man, you like that's more brave than I would be. I like, that's the difference between me and my father. My I don't have that. I don't have the bravery to buy and sell shit. I don't have that. I don't have that bravery to do, like, to go out like drug dealers. I don't have that bravery to go out and buy drugs and then hope I sell this shit later on. I don't have that. Like, I don't have that, man. I really don't. My bravery comes in the form of wearing a suit and talking shit until I scare a motherfucker to give me what I want in a fucking business room. That's where my bravery comes from. Like, I had to walk up to the VA office rooms, all types of shit, and talk shit, knowing I'm talking shit until I got what I wanted. That's where my strength is. My strength is on pen and paper and you know, and wearing expensive ass shit. That's my strength. My strength is not in investing. Like, I'm still scared of the stock market. I have a 401k. I have a OPRS account. It's like the state account for Ohio. And it's I have life insurance, of course. I have all this shit, but man, whenever stock market comes up, I'm still scared of that shit. Like, whenever I even think of stock market, my balls just shrivel up because I just don't like the idea of just giving my money away and then hoping I get something back later. I mean, if anybody's even watching at this point, I would gladly take advice on how to approach it. But like, for me, like, I just can't. Like I said, that's why I got these tattoos, like fear. And was it fears never happened? Because when I was younger, man, I had really bad anxiety. So like, that it just works on me. Like, if I give this shit away, like, I might not be able to sell it. I can't live like that. I just can't live like that. So if anybody has any advice for me, I'm definitely down to hear it and talk about it, please, by all means. Because I'd love to have that sense of bravery to invest in shit. I'm not that brave. I mean, I do because you have to in 401ks and shit. So I just like close my eyes and pick one type shit. Because I'm like, I hate that investing shit. I hate it. Like I said, my goal, my strength lies in walking into a room and talking motherfuckers into paying me for doing nothing. My strength is in walking into a room in an expensive ass suit, driving a BMW, and leading motherfuckers on to believe that I know what the fuck I'm talking about until I get what I want. And so I don't have to work again. So I don't have to work. It started out when I was in school, man. And because I would always talk to my friends about it. I said, like my life is usually, I'm usually carefree for 6 months. And then 1 month, I have to bust my fucking ass. And then after that month's over, I just chillax for the next 6 months, year, 2 years. But there's always this 1 month where I got to bust my ass again and then I'm good again. Like, I always, because I'm a chess player, man. Like, I play a lot of chess. That's my thing in life. Like, I'm a chess player. My thing is, like, a lot of times, like, you'll make the best moves when you just sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up, and think for a while, which is why most women fuck up life, because they never do it. But yeah, anyway, that's the video. This is my views on debt and my personal philosophy on shit. But anyway, if anybody watches this, definitely tell me your perspectives, because I'm definitely open for it. Have a good day.